to get them in from pasture?
No.
Or to make them stand still?
I know wool, but is that for a horse, I'd say.
And then the calls to calves, calls to draft oxen or mules to make them go left or right in plowing?
Wait a minute. He and haw, he...
G and haw.
G and haw.
Uh-huh.
That's
and then, now, you said to get a horse started, you say...
Get up.
All right, and to stop a horse.
Whoa.
And how about a call to pigs when feeding them?
I know it's hog calling.
Okay, and then there are calls to, she calls to chicken.
I'd say chick, 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 chick.
Okay, and then if you want to get get the horse ready to take him out, you have to put the what on?
The harness.
All right, and the things the farmer holds when he's...
The reins.
All right, now would you call it that, whether he's plowing or riding horseback? Would still be the reins, or say on a wagon?
I would. Still say the reins.
Okay, for both. Riding on a horse, you put your feet in the...
Stirrups.
All right. And if you have a name, if you heard a name for a person that has two horses plowing, a special name for the one on the left?
The lead horse.
Okay, right. How about, if you're talking about a distance from one place to another, you might say that's just a little...
A little that's just a little distance.
Well, something like a little ways, or
a little way off. I would say that's just a little way off.
And if it's a considerable distance, you might
it's
say...
It's a far way off.
All right. And if something isn't difficult to find, someone asks you where you might be able to buy an item, you say, oh, that's not hard to find. You can find that...
Almost anywhere.
Sure. And he didn't fall backwards, he fell...
Forward.
All right. And if they're... Someone says, did you, were you able to find any of a given item? And you'd say, I wasn't able to find...
Them anyway.
I couldn't find...
Those anyway.
Would you use something like narrow one, not a single one, or
yes,
something like
I'd
that?
Yes, I'd say I couldn't find a single one.
Sure, okay. Ask someone if he's done something wrong, and he says, No, I
haven't.
And so?
Done that.
Oh, okay. Or,
no, I didn't.
That's okay. Someone breaks something of yours. And so, to be polite, you say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
All right. And someone says, did he give you some of that? And you'd say, no, he didn't give me...
Anything.
Okay. And a little boy misbehaves a lot. And say, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Now, the idea here is...
Cut out for him?
No, that's the idea. Now, that's right. Or probably.
Uh-huh.
Now, would you use something like, he'll have his trouble like is not, or he'll have his trouble apt is not?
Mm-hmm.
Either of those?
I don't believe I'd use them, but I'm familiar with mm-hmm. them. I mean, I can't remember saying apt is not, mm-hmm. but I'm
familiar. What would you probably say if you found yourself in a sentence like that?
Well, I believe I'd be more inclined to say probably.
And the trench is cut by a plow or called?
Ditches.
All right. Do you ever use another term for that?
Rows.
Or furrows.
Furrows.
Yeah. And to remove the...